Welcome to this episode of The Metamorphosis. In this episode, we have a very special guest joining me. Her name is Anja Wojta, and she's a badass coach, an intimacy mentor, and a sex witch who brings and shares so much fire, fun, and raw realness. It is truly a transfer of confident, radiant energy every time that I see her share anything online. And she is really a living embodiment of a queen who knows how to bring pleasure into her life. So thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. I am truly honored and so grateful that you want to share some magic here today. So, welcome to the Metamorphosis, Anya.
Oh, thank you so much, Gabrielle. That was probably the best intro I have ever received. I'm so grateful to be here and to share some of my magic and co-create with you. Yay!
Yeah. So I follow you online, and your pleasure game is obviously on fire. So I'm curious, how did this process start for you, and how did you realize that this is such an important part of what it is to be a woman?
Beautiful question. Yeah, I think for me personally, I have done all the shit you can do. Like, I've done therapy and breath work and Vipassana and retreats and like all the different techniques that are available. But I always felt like something was missing. And so I did this hypnosis. It was 4 years ago, and I actually had this huge revelation from my past about, sexual abuse. And this was the moment when I realized, okay, wow, like sexuality has been the missing ingredient in my journey. And it wasn't until this day that I was actually ready for it. So it all makes sense that it came up and unfolded the way it did. And so I started to dive into tantric teachings. I started to follow Leila Martin. She's very, very big in the kind of neo-tantra scene. And I realized that pleasure is actually like my birthright. It's everyone's birthright. And when I started to dive deep into sexuality and my pleasure, I realized that I have been actually suppressing my biggest power all this time. Because in Tantra, we talk about Kundalini, which literally is translated to life force energy. And what I was doing, I was repressing my life force energy all the time. I was not allowing the Kundalini to flow through me, to express through me. And so I can't even describe in words like how this process unfolded, because it was just something you gotta experience. But once this was awakened in me, it was like almost like you see the world with different eyes, truly. And that was really the moment I realized, wow, if I suppress my biggest power, my life force energy so much, how much more potential is there? And especially how much more potential is in other people who are still having so much conditioning, so much shame around sexuality and pleasure. And so for me, I would say that was like very short, my journey, and I haven't stopped ever since. I have this mantra, and I have it from a dear friend that I met at a retreat last year, and it's pleasure first. So whatever I do every day, yes, I literally ask myself, okay, even if I think I have to do my accounting now or I have to pay this bill or whatever, like, how can I bring pleasure into this first? And so it's really this beautiful, this beautiful way of opening up to pleasure and joy in everything in life. And it just makes life so much better, let's be honest. So for me, it's really a way of living. It's not just, okay, I'm gonna go and like set my timer for 30 minutes and then I'm gonna masturbate and have an orgasm. It has actually nothing to do with that. It's really, how do I choose to live my life in pleasure? And yeah, just so juicy.
Yeah, what a way of living. And I, like you say, I feel like so many people can pull out of like having a pleasure mindset that that is something you have to work for or strive for, and that it's not just a normal, natural state of being and
Yeah.
living. But how would you say you can bring in pleasure into like mundane life, like you mentioned accounting and stuff like this? How can even those kind of things become a pleasurable experience?
Yeah. I love that because it's actually one of my favorite topics. People ask me all the time, like, how do you bring like pleasure into your accounting?
It sounds so boring.
It does. And so what I do personally, and everyone has to find their way because everyone has a different blueprint of pleasure. But for me, like when I do my accounting, I will put on like lingerie and a kimono, and I will like take a glass of wine, and I will maybe, pour a delicious mango lassi or coffee in a glass of wine. Because I don't drink alcohol, so if you do like wine, you can totally like have a glass of wine too. And then I will put on a playlist in the background that's like very sensual, and then I open my Excel sheet, right?
Yes, so you kind of
Yeah.
facilitate the experience for yourself in a way that you know you will enjoy it more. And then I feel also just having, or like, you know, when you focus on something, it automatically gets ex it automatically gets attention. So when you have the intention of bringing in pleasure, it's like opening a door for pleasure to exist. But you have to consciously open that door for yourself for that to be brought in.
Yes, I love what you're saying, Gabrielle, because it's really about the intention. So even if I didn't create this, I will call it environment of pleasure, if I just have this conscious intention of bringing in pleasure, it will still happen automatically, energetically. And this environment that I'm creating, it's just like an enhancer to it and an accelerator kind of. But it's so important what you're saying, like, how do I consciously open a door to it? Because if I don't open the door, it can't come in, obviously. So, yeah, it's really all about the intention.
Yeah, and like creating a connection with that energy and exploring that energy and actually teaching the body and learning the body how it feels like to be in that energy.
Yes. And that's a great point too. If we want to live a life full of pleasure, we have to reprogram our brain, especially with all those activities that are not associated with pleasure, like accounting, like, I don't know, paying your bills, whatever, to truly like tune into the pleasure and like merge it until it becomes normal for our brains to think this is a pleasurable activity, right? But it needs training. Like it's a skill that you gotta remember, kind of. And it's also very like, speaking of the raw feminine, like this is a very raw feminine activity, I would say, because who has the guts to say like, oh, I'm gonna sit down in my lingerie and I'm gonna like turn on Beyonce and do my accounting. I feel like that's a very out of the box way of living. And I feel like that's what we gotta do though.
Yes, we got to break the boxes because even just you putting those words to it makes me kind of almost want to do accounting because it sounds like a fun experience. So it
Yeah.
is really just creating experiences for yourself that you find pleasurable.
Yeah.
And something that also came to mind is like, I mean, you mentioned actually reprogramming the mind. So a part of this would have to do with mindset, and then the embodiment part would
Yeah.
also be a part of it. Is
Yeah.
it like, how would you explain that process of like actually first shifting the mindset and then starting to live it and making it your new normal reality?
Yeah, that's a great question because you can do like kind of a top bottom approach and a bottom up approach. So if we do like a top bottom approach, it would be okay, I start with the mindset and then I kind of like program my whole body. And bottom up would be the other way around. So I start with embodiment work, and then automatically, like my thoughts and everything in my behavior will change. So I just want to mention that, like, there's two ways. You don't have to like do mindset first. But in like a very practical way, personally, I prefer the bottom-up approach, because once you get into that embodiment of pleasure, whether that's what I just mentioned, like putting on lingerie, doing your bookkeeping, or actually like scheduling like 2 hours just for a pleasure session, just to explore yourself, this will automatically reprogram your thoughts as well. And if we're doing it the other way around, I mean, I would definitely like recommend starting in terms of mindset, like by truly reading like books and like articles about sacred sexuality, about pleasure, about tantra, just so you kind of get, you know, this theoretical framework of what it actually looks like, what it could be like. And then you get curious and then you dive into the practices. So I believe you can always like choose what feels best for you. But I think it's so important to really understand what I said in the beginning from this mindset way that your pleasure is your birthright. Like,
I'm gonna quote
yes,
that.
like, comma, there's no arguing, there's no but. It's just you were born out of pleasure. I mean, let's just take a moment to appreciate that every single person that walks planet Earth only exists because we had sex, because we merged that life force energy and we literally created life out of this energy. And it's by this very nature, like you said so beautifully before, Gabrielle, it's just by very nature that this is your natural state of being. Like, you literally were made out of pleasure. And I think we really unlearned that.
Yeah, and it's
Most of
still
us.
such a shameful topic for so many people, even though it is literally how every single one of us came to life.
Yes.
So the big shift here is, I guess, also really just turning around the whole view on these topics and like seeing them as more natural.
Yeah.
But for someone listening who may be completely new to these kind of terms like sacred sexuality
Yeah.
and embracing pleasure, how would you explain that to someone?
Yeah. So for me, if you're completely new to this topic, and I just want to say to everyone who's listening, like, I really see you, and it's not your fault that you may have no idea what that even means, because we are just not taught what that means. And I'm so grateful you're tuning in here. Personally, sexuality or sacred sexuality means that your sexuality is yours. I think that's the first step to understand. And this may sound very simple, but it's actually not, because if you're new to this, you are super conditioned by society what sexuality should look like. You're super conditioned by porn what sex should look like. You're super conditioned by thinking, oh, it's all about pleasuring the other person, or it's all about performance. And you realizing that your sexuality is yours and nobody else's is really the first step to even like diving into this topic. And I feel like this is a good moment to just like do a super quick exercise if you're open.
Yes, bring it.
Yes.
I can start to feel this in my body already when you say like it's yours. I'm like, yes, it's mine.
Yes, perfect.
So bring the exercise. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was just thinking, like, what does it mean, like, that your sexuality is yours? And so I'm trying to think of an example. And I would invite everyone who's listening to just close their eyes. And Gabrielle, feel free to do that as well. I'm also going to do it while I'm speaking. And so while you're closing your eyes, I want you to think of this one person that you had this amazing sexual chemistry with. Maybe you had to best sex of your life with this person. And so just imagine how this person is standing in front of you. And maybe see how this person looks at you, desires you so deeply. Now you can imagine how this person starts to lean forward, to kiss you, to caress you. And if you want, you can go a step further. And if you have a very hot memory with this person, just let it play in your mind and notice how it makes your body feel. Okay, beautiful. So you can open your eyes again. And I saw you like smiling, Gabrielle.
Yeah, I'm like feeling warm, like activated.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Beautiful. So if anybody else who's listening feels like warm and activated and like maybe even starts to feel their sexual energy arising and like, oh, like this desire and pleasure coming up. What did we just do? This person is not here. It's not here.
I see what you did there.
Yes! So who is the source of your sexuality? Who is the source of your pleasure? It's you. Like, yes! Gabrielle is doing this little dance. I love it.
It's me, bitches.
Yes. Yes. And so I really hope this helps to like understand and embody that your sexual energy is inside of you. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And everyone, every person, every image, every movie, every like whatever you do on the outside, it's just a means to get into something that is already yours. It's already yours. And so I hope this helped to kind of understand that it is something you own and also something nobody can ever take away from you. People may try to suppress it in you, but they can never take it away from you. So it's really a process of remembering. And Yeah, maybe just to add another thing to your question. How would I explain it to someone who never like heard of that or never done anything like that before? So realizing that this is yours, and then in the next step, asking yourself, so what do I truly desire when this is mine? And this could look like many things, really. Like maybe this means you just want to start looking at your vulva for an hour. For some people, that's like impossible to even imagine, but for some people, that could be really healing. For some people, it could mean, oh, I'm going to give myself a breast massage, or I'm just going to start like massaging my body. It doesn't even have to mean that you have to start touching your genitals right away, like the typical way we do, right? We take like 2 minutes and then we masturbate and then we have this climax and it just all gets about performance again. So I really invite everyone who is new to this to really like go introspect and ask yourself, so if my pleasure is mine, then what do I want my pleasure to look like? And not what do I think my pleasure should look like? So it's a very small, like added word, but it's a big difference.
Yes, I love that. And would you, if someone were to do this for themselves, would you recommend like getting into a meditative state and journaling about it? And like, how do you really extract that juiciness from yourself? How do you get to know that part of yourself?
Beautiful question. So again, everyone is different, but what I would recommend is breath. So the number one tool, yes, and you're gonna love that. Really, the number one tool to actually not only tap into your subconscious when it comes to also sexuality, but to accelerate the intensity of the pleasure you can feel is through breath. So I would recommend like sitting down, maybe getting into a meditative state first, like just, you know, grounding yourself, taking a few breaths, and then like very consciously doing, if you know how that works, like a circular breath. So no pause between the inhale and the exhale with your mouth. And the reason this is so powerful to help you unlock your sexuality is because our jaw, our throat is directly connected to our yoni, to our sacral chakra. And so whenever we allow our jaw to like soften, to unlock, we also unlock our sexual energy. It's like interconnected. So it's really beautiful to use breath. So this is the first step I would say. And like while you're using this breath, this circular breath with no pause, just like start, you know, touching yourself in any way that feels good for you. There's no rush. And notice the difference, how much more intense and beautiful that might feel for you. And one part I really want to stress here, and I think that's one of the biggest leaps society has to do when it comes to sexuality. Sexuality does not mean that you will always feel pleasurable sensations. Because what actually happens when you dive deep and like get into this meditative state and really like start to access your subconscious mind, what will happen is that it becomes a portal to anything. And so any emotion could come up. You could like feel super sad. You could start to feels a lot of anger, like you want to rage. So this will probably happen in advanced stage, but I just want to stress the importance of sacred sexuality means also that every emotion that comes up with sexual energy is sacred. And so this might be like confusing or like sound really weird for some because, like, why would I want to rage during sex or lovemaking? But it's so important to just be with whatever is. And it likely will like start to happen the more and more you get into these practices.
Yeah, because what you mentioned with the Kundalini, the life force energy as well, it's like when you awaken or come in contact with your life force energy, then life contains every emotion ever felt in the human experience. So it's really just allowing for life as it is to flow through you and also remove like a conditioned mindset of what about what pleasure is, because I have experienced what you're talking about with like having rage or sadness come up, especially during like self-pleasure exercises when I feel very safe just being with myself. And in a sense, it is, yes, a lot of anger coming out. I will like scream into my pillow and actually let myself release the emotion that is coming up. I will take a pause and just like have a moment for myself. And then that becomes a pleasurable moment, even though I'm sad or angry, because I let the emotion flow through me. And then it's like a catharsis, it's like a release of something. And that will ultimately make your body feel better and lighter and freer. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for being so open and also giving that personal example because it's truly a perfect example. Because when you can let go of that, there is new space opening up. And you kind of even become like this pleasure alchemist. Like, can you feel pleasure while you feel grief? Can you feel pleasure while you feel anger? And that's really one of the other secrets because I think we often think like very black and white in life, and also when it comes to sex, but it's not like that. You can feel pleasure and pain at the same time. Like pleasure and pain are li literally sitting in the same brain regions of our human body. So it's really this beautiful symbiosis. And when we allow ourselves to, like you said, this catharsis and let go, so much pleasure can just stream in by letting go of that, by letting go of that, I would even say attachment to that like pain that is coming up.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful because the deeper you can go into your pain, the higher you can go into your pleasure.
Yes, exactly. It's you experience both ends of the spectrum, both the highs and the lows. Yeah.
And I think that's just so true for so many aspects in life. But people often they just want like the pleasure. They want to be multi-orgasmic. They want all the great stuff in life, right? But then they don't want to look at all the shit that's buried down below. And I think that's really this like, toxic positivity and like spiritual bypassing. And it's the same with sexuality. Like, I will be totally honest with you. You will not become like multi-orgasmic and have like energy orgasms without doing anything if you're not also willing to dive into your shadows. Like, it just doesn't work like that. And I just want to be like super, super honest here. And at the same time, I would never trade it for anything.
Yeah.
Never, never. So it's worth the ride. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So it's like, in a sense, training your own sensitivity to both feeling pain and pleasure at the same time. But you're like reconnecting with sensitivity, in a sense, when you are reclaiming the power over your own pleasure.
Exactly. And it's really about pleasure is basically like if we were really to shut down our thoughts and our mind completely, which is not possible. It is possible during peak pleasure, which is usually like climax and orgasm. But it's really about just being present with the sensation. That is pleasure. Like, that is the tantric way of living. Just be present with your sensation. And if you can be so connected to your body in every single moment, that is the pleasure. Whether
yes.
that means I'm experiencing like cramps and pain, or it means I'm experiencing like amazing, pleasurable sensation.
It's like removing the labels of different emotions being good or bad, but just fully embracing whatever is alive in the moment.
Yes,
And
totally.
that is also, I feel, Tantra has like a lot of names on it, or people have fixed ideas of what Tantra is, but you're explaining it so good here that it's actually just being present with whatever is arising within you, and that it's not necessarily just about sex and pleasure, but finding pleasure in everything.
Yes.
So yeah, thank you for that. And I'm also wondering, when you're using the word multi-orgasmic, what
yeah.
would that, what do you mean by that? What is that? How does it feel to be multi-orgasmic and live like that?
So it's gonna get real juicy here. I like it. So first off, it feels amazing to be multi-orgasmic. And I'm gonna bust another myth right here, because the way we learn what multi-orgasmic is in the mainstream, it's often this, okay, like a woman has an orgasm and then there's like maybe a minute break and then she has another orgasm and then she has another orgasm and then she has another orgasm. And actually the way I learned it in Tantra is being multi-orgasmic means more of like riding this constant wave of pleasure. So it's almost like edging. So for those of you who haven't heard of edging, it's like trying to get you into a very pleasurable state right before you orgasm, and then like stopping and then kind of going back. So what you do, you're just gonna accelerate that pleasure. And that's really being multi-orgasmic, to like ride on a wave of pleasure for like 2 or 3 hours.
Whoa.
So yes, like it can be super intense.
Whoa. Is this only during like self-pleasure practices and sex, or is it like in life?
It can totally be in life. Like, the best way I would describe it or compare it is when, you know, when you're at this like festival or this amazing party and it's just like the music, the techno music, it's perfect and everyone is in such a good vibe and you're almost like you're feeling this ecstasy and bliss without even taking ecstasy. And I would say that it's totally possible to feel it in those situations as well. Like I regularly do, and it's amazing. And at the same time, it's not something that you control. Then it's rather something that just goes through you. And I think that's an important point. In the beginning, it will be a lot about actually like sitting down and practicing and like doing the practices and using the breath. And, you know, it's a skill. It's a skill, and you gotta be committed.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
So the state you're explaining the experience of is like a product or a symptom of being in touch with your pleasure and your sacred sexuality.
Exactly. That's beautifully put. So the state you will experience even while you're not like consciously like self-pleasuring or lovemaking is what will happen just because you're so in tune with your body and you're so connected to your sexuality. And then that's the nice part, really, because you don't even have to do anything for it anymore. It just becomes your natural state, quite literally. And it's really funny. Like I sometimes have energy orgasms when I'm having dinner with a friend, and it's like, okay, sorry, babe, I gotta stop you, but I'm having an orgasm. I'm just gonna breathe with it. Like, this is my life right now, so I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, because I feel like as a collective, we have this conditioning of like, if we're cultivating our own sexual energy, it has to be through a sexual act. But then it's like dissolving that belief system and like actually dissolving the idea that it is that sexuality only has to do with sex.
Beautifully like summarized, and that's it. You can find pleasure in anything. You can find pleasure in the beautiful yellow flower next to you. You can find pleasure in the croissant that you're eating. You can find pleasure, oh, like when you have an ice cream. It's everything.
Yeah, so you will say that even though, or like pleasure is connected to your sexuality, and sexuality is connected to pleasure, obviously, but then it's a different part of it when we're talking about sex, but it's like bringing sexual energy into life to experience pleasure in the mundane things.
Exactly. That's
Yeah.
the goal. That's the goal. Because if I can only experience pleasure during lovemaking, yes, that's nice as well. I'm not gonna say that's not a good thing, but why would I not want this pleasure in everything in life? Like, I just want to feel alive every single moment. And I agree with what you said. It's about how to bring it in mundane things in life.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. This is so much juice. And part that I feel is very important to bring in here as well is how to bring safety into this. Because it's one thing being safe with yourself, exploring yourself, but how would it be to actually start to voice your desires? And how someone can bring you pleasure, but in a way that feels safe and comfortable for you to actually start to expand this experience beyond just experiencing it with yourself.
Yeah, that's such an important question. Thank you for asking that, because safety is really the soil for making pleasure grow. And it's one thing to feel like safe with yourself when like pleasuring, but it's another thing to feel safe with, for example, a partner. And I would suggest always, and when you say speaking up about, like, how do you speak your desires and how do you make this feel safe? Just be vulnerable. Like, when you are lovemaking with someone and you want it to feel safe, like, tell this person, hey, I really want to experience this beautiful lovemaking with you, but I'm scared of X, Y, and Z. And I usually have this, I don't know, this thought coming up, or maybe I'm a lot in my head and I'm kind of ashamed about it, but I just felt like sharing this with you and really being open with this person. And then what you do is to, you actually open a space for the other person as well, and they will likely share something as well, because it's not only us women who have that. Like, if you're in a heterosexual dynamic, for example, men, they are so much in their head too. They have all this performative thinking, and then that makes it feel very unsafe for them. So just by opening up about our fears, this can really help. And then another thing, and this may sound like small things, but I just recently heard this quote, the giant is in the small. And I love it because it's really about the small steps. It's noticing, what does my body need to feel safe? And for some people, this will be like opening or closing the window. It will be already preparing like a box of tissues next to me, or preparing like like candles and nice music. Like, what do I need that my nervous system can come down? And so those are really small tweaks that are really important. And I would always say the more safe you feel within yourself, the more safe you will feel to express to a partner what you need. And it's really a process, right? But start by opening up about your fears, by creating this environment that allows your system to calm down. And really also just telling your partner, what do you need to feel safe? And for example, if you already know, okay, whenever I'm like, for example, about to orgasm, I make this face or something, and then I really need the other person to, touch my heart or something. Like, tell this person, just tell them, because I have never met a person who would not love to give you what makes you feel like pleasure and safe. So it's really beautiful when we start to express that.
Yeah, I love it. And circling back a little bit to the beginning where you talked about owning your sexuality and realizing that it's yours, how would you do this in the meeting with someone else to honor that they have their own and you have their own and then merge that together?
It's so beautiful because this merging, I mean, it's just something else. Like, okay, let's not go there, but I think the first important part is really to communicate and to have consent. So if you are with another person, you will inevitably like find blockages and find points of resistance. And so it's so important to talk about that before and to really feel into what does this other person like, what do I like, and communicate about that. First step. And the second step, and I would always recommend it for anything in life, but especially during lovemaking, whenever you notice that you are in your head, and this will happen inevitably, go back to the sensation and talk to your body, like connect to your body and ask yourself, is this really what I want to do? Or am I just doing it because my head is telling me? And this will be, again, a process in the beginning. But honor your body's needs, like honor the sensations, because our head can trick us all the time. So it's really about learning to tune into the sensations and then acting up on them. And so, one thing I also want to say is if you have said yes to lovemaking, and then, I don't know, let's say you're having penetrative sex and suddenly you're having this sensation of pain, you can always say no again. Just because you said yes before, again, moment to moment to moment.
Yes.
There's no script. Like, you cannot plan what's going to come up. So for me, this is the most important point in lovemaking. Always listening to your body's sensations.
Yes.
It's the number one.
Yeah. So really, a big part of this is getting to know yourself and then exploring that knowledge of the self in a meeting with someone else.
Exactly. And really also giving the other person that opportunity. It's so beautiful when you start a lovemaking session by agreeing upon, for example, hey, nobody has to orgasm today. Like, it takes out so much pressure. Or saying, hey, like, whenever you want to stop, or like, when you just can't do it anymore, or you're again heteronormative, but your penis is not hard anymore, like, just tell me, like, let's just take a break. Like, why does it always have to be so much like pressure and performance? And just opening that container with, again, that intention of just exploring moment to moment and giving the other person the opportunity as well. That's love making for me.
Yeah, it's about the journey, not about the destination, and it's about playing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I love this so much. And what would you say is like the importance of this when we're starting to embrace ourselves as powerful, empowered women? Why is this such an important part of it?
So the more you are connected to your body, to your pleasure, the more you also give others the opportunity to do the same. So that's why it's so important for me, because when you are connected to the power, and again, sexual energy is the most powerful energy in our bodies. And if you manage to get connected to that, you will unleash your creative potential. So as a woman, like, you will allow yourself to speak up, to like get out of your comfort zone, to like create, to, I don't know, like start a business, whatever it is, because our sexual energy is our creation energy. So there's no way back. Like, I read this book called Pussy by Mama Gina, and she actually says that your pussy is like your GPS. It's like, it's like guiding the whole journey when your pussy is awakened. And I really love that image, and I want to bring it in, because once it's awakened, it's like an initiation. You can't go back. And so if you're a woman in your power, in your pleasure, who like creates amazing things to impact other people in like your highest alignment in the most positive way possible, you will shine on others to do the same. And that's why it's so important to start. And for me, the second so important key is, and I've mentioned before, the connection between the throat and our sacral chakra. When we allow our sacral chakra to open, our throat chakra will open. And I still think that one of the biggest, like, and do you say endemic, pandemic, pandemic?
Yeah.
Probably, I think everyone knows what I mean, is the typical like people pleasing as a woman. Like, again, like not speaking up my own needs, not expressing myself, being so scared of failure, being so scared that others will judge me. And so if you open your sacral chakra, you will also open your throat chakra, and you will be able to speak up more and speak your needs. And that's why I think it's so important, because it will really get you into that raw empowerment of the feminine.
Yes, and that is what I feel we are entering as a collective as well. We are entering a time where we are supposed to speak up, where we are supposed to stand in our power, where we are supposed to let our creative energy create because we are creators. We are right here, right now, to break the paradigms that has already been created in ways that are no longer serving. So this is the time for us to really reclaim that power over ourselves and over our life experience and create a life for ourselves that actually makes us feel multi-orgasmic while we're having dinner. It's like
Yes.
opening up to that possibility of living. Wow.
Yes. Yes, totally. Totally. I love your last sentence, like opening up to that possibility of living. And that's what it's really about, like breaking those patterns and breaking these structures that tell us, oh, we have to like work in some hierarchies, and some old white man is telling us what to do. Like, no, if I lead with my pussy, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and nobody can tell me otherwise. And yes, you're gonna hit a lot of resistance, and yes, there will be haters, but the haters will be there anyways. And I'd rather like live a multi-orgasmic life and fail, which failure is not possible, than, have a sleeping pussy and
Yeah.
like listen to some old white man telling me what to do.
Yes,
Yes.
queen.
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel like this is such a great place to bring in like the money mindset part of this. Like we talked about before we had our call, to actually bring in how we attract money and our money mindset and how that is connected to our pleasure.
Yes.
So, how would you explain that money is actually an energy and not just a physical matter that we have to work more to get more of or work harder to receive more of? Like, what's the energy?
Yes. So money is, by its very definition, a very masculine energy because it has a lot of qualities to it that are about providership and stability and safety. And so, what that means is for us as feminine beings, money is really the energy of how much can I receive? And this is so difficult for so many women. And that's also why it's so interconnected to pleasure. Because when it comes to pleasure, it often, again, it becomes about the other person. We're trying to like separate it from us. And it's hard for us often to receive that pleasure. And it's the same with money. As feminine beings, like allowing ourselves to like receive the beautiful energy of like providership, of safety, of stability, it often hits a lot of resistance because we think we don't deserve it. And so that's how it's really interconnected with pleasure. And you also mentioned, Gabrielle, like, how can you explain that it's not something you have to like work hard for? And almost like it's something, again, it's like something out there that you have to get and like do all these things for. I really want to say money loves you. Like, money loves you so much and it wants to be so intimate with you. Money actually wants to be so close to you. But what we're doing is like we're pushing it away because it feels so uncomfortable to receive. And so we think we have to work and we have to do and da 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 da, but that's actually not true. The money is already there. So it's
Yeah.
not about the actions in like doing more and working harder, but it's about how can I remove these barriers that I think I don't deserve this and just relax because the money wants to be close to me anyways. So it's not about how much money can I make from this? Sorry, it's not about how, if the money will come, it's about like how much can I hold? How much of that can I hold in my system? And so when we learn to truly see our value, because money is so connected to your inherent worth that you feel, to your
It's
self-worth.
like a physical world reflection of how much value and worth you feel on the inside.
Exactly. And so if we don't see our value and if we think we are not worthy of receiving, money will not come. And so it's really, really crucial to start like removing all these blockages that still keep us from seeing that we're a motherfucking miracle and to finally let it in. And
Yes.
it's, I will give you an example because I think that might make it easier as well. For example, when you get a compliment, I still know a lot of women who will be like, oh, okay, well, but I just put this on and actually this looks weird, la da 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 da. If you cannot even receive a compliment, you will not be able to receive like huge amounts of money. It's the same. Like,
Yes.
can you just let it come to you and say thank you and like
Yeah.
hold that thank you in your body.
Allow yourself to receive in the same way that you would allow yourself to receive pleasure. Or like you say, it, and ultimately, like, starting with the simplest things. Because even if you are disconnected to, let's say, your pleasure, just learning in your system how it feels to be safe in receiving a compliment can be a starting place. And I mean, that would maybe look like just taking a breath, bringing in the breath and feeling the sensations in your body when someone is telling you something positive, instead of being like, oh no, like, you know, just brushing it off in a sense, but actually allowing yourself to marinate in that energy that is being given to you. So it's very much just allowing yourself to accept and receive energy that is naturally flowing to you because of your magnetism, because of your being.
Exactly. Yes. And like you said, it's really about allowing yourself to take that in, allowing yourself to feel that sensation, because all the universe is doing all the time, in my opinion, it's just testing us, like, okay, so how much sensation can you really hold? How much sensation can you really circulate in your body? And with all the, like, money beliefs that we have, and like, oh, money is bad, and money is dirty, and money is something out there and separate, and I can't have it. Like, all these limiting beliefs, it will inevitably evoke a lot of sensation in us. But can I allow myself to be with the discomfort and again, like, alchemize that into pleasure?
And then this is like the tantra part as well, I feel, to just allow the sensations to be there, no matter if it's comfortable, uncomfortable, but it's realizing that you actually have the power within yourself to hold all of this energy. And I feel this has a lot to do with manifestation as well. It's like, when you start to manifest something, then you won't just receive your manifestation if you're not ready to hold it, but you can start to receive all of these tests from the universe to prepare you to hold the energy that you are calling in.
Yes, exactly. And you will, at a certain point, you will have to, like, why would the universe, like, yes, you said, it will test you, and then, like, can I hold that? But why would it come to you if you're already telling yourself, oh, I can't hold that, like, I can't receive that? You have to be the energetic match before it can come to you.
So even though you have still limiting beliefs in the mind around receiving something, it wouldn't have been presented to you if you weren't, like, in your core actually ready to receive it.
Exactly.
Yes.
100%. 100% agree.
Wow. Yeah. I love this so much. This is so powerful. I feel like, and sometimes when we are, like, stuck in a masculine system that isn't really nurturing and, like, supporting our soul and our creative energy, it is kind of like we are supporting someone else's pleasure. Like you were talking about, like, the guy sitting on the top, pulling all of the strings, then he or she would ultimately be the person receiving the most pleasure, while you get, like, a little piece of it because you're in someone else's system. But this is really a time for, like, the feminine creative energy to shine and to rise, so that we can start to live and create for our own pleasure, and not giving away all of our energy and life force to fulfilling someone else's pleasure.
Yeah.
So I feel like this shift, like, going back to the theme of the shift, is like really starting to put your own pleasure first, and then that is going to reflect in your outer world as well.
Preach. Like, oh yes, truly. And when you prioritize your own pleasure, it's so ironic, but that's actually when everything will just come to you. It's effortlessly, and you don't have to work hard for it. And we always think, oh, like, why would my pleasure, or why would a 1 hour pleasure session be more important than 1 hour of, like, I don't know, creating content or whatever it is that you do in your life, or 1 hour of doing the dishes, like, take anything. Because when you allow yourself to be in that energy of receiving and embodying that, it will come anyways. And then it will be effortlessly. And then you will just magnetize, magnetize. And when you are in your pleasure, just linking that again to your power, you are in your power. And so, like, you're just unstoppable, and other people will see that. And like you said, your outer world will reflect that, and people will love that about you. Like, you will magnetize the right people who want to work with you, who want to provide for you, who want to give you pleasure. Like, it will just all be there.
Oh, I love this so much.
Me too.
So what would be someone or something to say to someone that feels pulled towards this way of living, but feel like there is a lot of steps that has to be taken? Like, imagine the situation of someone listening is that they feel stuck in, let's say, their corporate job, and they're like stuck in a rat race, in a sense, and that feels like the only way to provide for oneself. How can we start to like make these shifts in the small moments to ultimately, after some time, embrace this as a way of living?
I love that. So I would say, when you are stuck in a corporate job that you really don't like, and you're like scared of taking the steps and like really incorporating that into your life, really start by just doing one thing every day that brings you pleasure. And whether that means, okay, I'm gonna buy myself a nice coffee, or I'm gonna, take 10 minutes just to like look at my vulva, or like massage my breasts, like really starting to, with really small steps, just a few minutes every day, starting to train your system. Okay, like, this is safe, I can receive, I can have pleasure.
Using a wine glass instead of a coffee cup, just like these
Exactly.
small things that makes it feels like a little sparkle in your
Yes.
everyday life.
Yes. And like, even let's say you go to your corporate job that you hate every day. Like, how can you make this pleasurable? Like, super small example. Like, when I feel shit and like I don't want to work, I will put on my earrings, my jewelry, my red lipstick, and I'm gonna feel like a motherfucking queen again. It's like these small things. Or like, what's the outfit you're gonna wear? And this is not about superficial stuff, I just really want to stress that, but it's like, how much queen of pleasure can I be in everyday life? And
Yes,
about
in the
expressing.
mundane moments, again, in your job, in your boring meeting, in your like rushed everyday life,
Yes.
how are you internally showing up to that reality? So it
Yes.
starts on the inside.
Exactly. It always does. And I don't know what the tasks will be that you have to do in your job, for example, but again, like, can I put myself in the mindset of pleasure before? Can I maybe, when I'm on my laptop, do I want to buy like a nice bouquet of flowers and put it next to my laptop? Or do I want to listen to some nice like piano background music? It's really those small things. And a second important shift, and I want to make the shift connected to money again. Let's say, even if you're stuck in a corporate job, And you're like, okay, maybe this is the only way I can like make a living and like be provided for. I really want you to change your mindset that your job, like your corporate job, is not your only source of money flowing through you. And I think a lot of people are stuck in that. We're like, okay, this is the only income stream, and this is just not true. Like, if you open yourself to it, like, let me be clear, money can literally come out of nowhere. You will not believe what will happen. And so I think this is so important for women to really like understand and shift your internal state. Money can come, it's money is unlimited, and so are its ways of finding you.
Yes, you just have to be open to receive it.
Exactly.
Yeah, in
Exactly.
ways that you wouldn't expect it to come in. Like, prepare yourself for the unexpected, open yourself up for the potential of not knowing where
Yes.
it's going to come from.
Yes, I loved it. Open yourself up to the potential of not knowing where it's going to come from.
Yes. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Do you have any more like practical steps or practices that someone could dive into on their own if they want to make shifts around this?
I would love to share my two favorite practices when it comes to like just activating your sexual energy, and then also how to combine it with money, because we also talked about that a lot, and I feel like it would be very juicy to have like a practical exercise. And so the first tool that I use just to activate my pleasure, it's pussy breathing. And it's super simple. You can like set your timer for 5 minutes or 8 minutes or 10 minutes every day. And you're just gonna lay down. You can have your knees up. And you're just gonna start directly breathing into your pussy, into your womb space with, again, a circular breath, open mouth, no pause between the inhale and exhale. And just be with your pussy, like just breathe into your pussy, and you will not believe what can happen in 5 minutes. And just be with the sensations, and then see how your day unfolds when you activate this energy versus when you don't do it. So this is really a super simple exercise. Everyone can do it. And then the second one that I love, and it's a bit edgy, but it's really cool, is you're gonna take cash. So, for example, you can take like 1,000 euros and have like whatever notes you want, but just make sure to have like multiple like cash notes. It's not notes is not the right word, huh? What's
Dollar
the
bills.
Yes, bills. Yes, exactly. And so what you're gonna do, you're gonna set up like a pleasure money environment. And you're gonna put all the dollar bills on your floor or where you're gonna pleasure. And so you will just start a super juicy self-pleasure session, and feel free to combine it with the breath that I just mentioned, but whatever feels good to you. And you are going to like have that money be part of your practice. So you can take it and like put it on your naked skin and just like look at it while you pleasure. And then while you have an orgasm, if that is possible to you, you can say things like, oh, I'm a magnet for money, or I have so much money, or my money is always enough. And then, like, see what that does to you. And
Wow.
this is such an incredible exercise. I learned this from my teacher, Leila Martin. And what it does is it literally trains your brain to connect money with pleasure.
Yes, I love that.
Yes. And no joke, the last time I did this exercise for like an hour or even 30 minutes, I got three bookings in that hour, which was a lot for me. It was at the beginning of my business stage. And that was insane. So it totally works as well.
Yeah, that's how you see like instantly if you become magnetic for your goals, your dreams, it will just come to you. Wow. So it's really just about training yourself and creating a relationship to it. Like you mentioned with the first exercise, is like actually establishing this relationship to your pussy. And then it's bringing in money, establishing a relationship with the energy of money instead of like pushing it away, not wanting to check your bank account, not wanting to like have anything to do with the numbers, just really embracing it and really making that relationship and connection juicy so that the money wants you.
Yes, exactly. And the money already wants you. So just open yourself up to it. And I loved that. And really, truly, just to sum up, it's all about establishing a relationship because money is a relationship. And if you were to write actually down, and that's also a beautiful exercise if you want to do that, if you were to write down your relationship with money and, like, for example, what does money think of me as a person? There will probably be a
Wow,
lot
that's a
of
good
things,
one.
that will feel and sound very uncomfortable. So that's a great exercise as well.
Oh, yeah, this has been so great. Thank you for sharing your magic, sharing your wisdom. So, where can people find you if they feel a call to work with you or join your world? And yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was so beautiful to connect and to just, I love talking about these topics. And yes, if you feel like connecting with me, or if you want to work with me one-on-one or in my group programs, you can reach me on Instagram. I believe you will
Yeah, I
tag
will.
my account. Exactly, because my name is a bit complicated, and that's okay. Just reach out via DM, and you can also find all my current programs in my bio. So if you already want to do some free stuff, you can find it there as well. And I would just love to connect and hear from you, and just hear what's going on and how I can support you.
Yes. Thank you so much for your service. And I will link your Instagram in the description of this episode so you can find Anya there and reach out, connect. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in, for spending this time with us. It's been a true pleasure. I'm really going to bring a lot of this with me. So, again, thank you so much. Yeah, it feels so special having you here, and my heart is so full. Thank you for everything that you are and share, and yeah, wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so lit up. I'm so full of love and pleasure. And I truly, truly want to thank you for bringing this beautiful podcast to your world, to this world, to expressing yourself, and just for impacting so many people. It's so much needed. And so grateful to be part of it.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to follow your journey. And yeah, we'll tune back in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.